Lecture topic, the guise of piety.
So now, the incident of Hazrat Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali, which we discussed on many occasions. The lengthy incident, but the main part of it was that there was this person who used to play this kind of game, disguise himself and try to trick Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali in thinking that he's somebody else, but he would always make out that this is the same person, and he would want some handout, some kind of gift, money, but in any case to try and really trick him. So one time he disguised himself first as a very pious person, a lengthy incident, but the end of it, went and secluded himself somewhere in one jungle and carried on with ibadat. And one day Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali passed by, he stopped, came and saw this person, visited him because he heard there's a very great pious person around in this jungle, living all by himself, engrossed in ibadat. The person was completely dressed differently. So he sat by him very respectfully, etc. After he finished speaking to him, then he presented some gift. This person, that gift was obviously a lot of money involved in there. He threw that back. He said, "What do you think? We are the dogs of the world." Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali was even more impressed. In any case, they left. Now when they left, this person came running behind and he pulled a disguise out. And he said, "Now I tricked you, so now I want the reward for having tricked you." So in any case, then he gave him the reward. But he said, there's one question still. The question is that the time when I presented that gift initially, that was more than the reward I had promised for you trying to, fool me, so to say. But you rejected that. And now you're asking for the smaller reward. So it doesn't add up. When you already had that in your hand, you could have taken that and had more. So he said, at that time, I was in the appearance of the people of piety. And at that time, if I did that, I took this away from you in that manner of deception, then in that manner of deception to take it in the guise of the people of piety, I would become a disgrace to all the people of piety. So as a result of wanting to respect that appearance that I had adopted, I didn't accept it at that time. Now the lesson that is to be derived from this is that we are also, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, associated with ilm, associated with people who are people of ilm, people of piety, our asatiza, others around. So we need to also respect that appearance Allah has given us. Though it's at the moment, all we can disclaim is we have an appearance. More than that, what do we have? But we have to respect that appearance also, because this too is Allah Ta'ala's gift. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great personality, very, very great Sheikh and Buzrug. When he once came to South Africa, and he was departing now, so he was in the country for a long time, for about a month, I think. And now when he was leaving, this was probably in the 1970s, late 70s, around there, early 80s, perhaps. So in any case, when he was leaving now, there was a very big gathering that had gathered now to see him off. And many people who were very closely attached to him were quite emotional, people who were crying. So he observed this whole scene, and he was also now very affected by this. He began crying also. Then he addressed everyone, and one of the things he said to them, that the people associated to a sheikh, they praise him. And sometimes they'll exaggerate his praises too. So they'll praise him. And he says, they praise him and they disgrace him also. They praise him and they talk high about him, but with their actions they'll disgrace him also. That this is the person associated to so-and-so, but this is how he's conducting himself. So the same thing applies, that students become the means of the good name or the praise of their madrasa. They become the means of the disgrace of the madrasa also. The manner that somebody will conduct himself out there, he will become a means of the good thoughts about people will have about the institution that he studied in, that mashallah, this person conducts himself in such a wonderful way. He is so conscious of his salah, whatever other aspects, how he behaves, how he interacts with people. So they take a good thought about it, and it inspires them. Maybe they want to then send their son to come and study also. And the students become the means of the disgrace also. Somebody sees how somebody is conducting himself. This is the last thing to do now, to also put our son in the same situation. So we need to respect, not for the sake of earning the respect of people, but so that we don't become a barrier in the path of people. And we become rather a good example for others also, that this is a path to follow. This is the way that we need to also follow for our betterment, for the betterment of our children. Otherwise we become a bad example, we will become a barrier for others. So to become a barrier for others, then we will suffer the loss. We'll share the loss that person suffered, because we became the means of depriving him. We always should be conscious about how we speak, what we do, where we go, how we dress, whether we are in during the madrasa days, the holidays, wherever we are, because we are not just anybody, we are ambassadors of deen. So we should always be portraying what deen is all about, and what is the correct manner of a mu'min. Allah Ta'ala give us that.